Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun. It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it!
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
I know I haven't flown in a while, but we usually have conversations about how much I actually hate flying.
You do. Yes, we've had these conversations.
And Chris Ello.
Man, I've been waiting all day for this. The second edition of Scraby's Olympic Magazine is coming up next on Gwynn and Chris.
Gwynn and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
1-1. Swung on. Driven to left field. Soler going back. He looks up. This ball is gone. Second home run of the night for Manny Machado. And he puts the Padres on top 2-1 in the fourth.
Superlative, 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 superlative. Manny Machado. Welcome, everybody, to Gwynn and Chris on a Friar Friday afternoon. 2:01 is the time. San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan, getting into a big baseball weekend. Tonight, the Padres once again take on the Miami Marlins. Game two of a four-game series. We'll have the pregame show following our show at about 5:30 this afternoon. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace studios here in San Diego. And, of course, Tony Gwynn Jr., running around at Petco Park. He'll be joining us shortly. He's got all kinds of duties going on out there today.
He really does.
Once again. And but when and if he can, he will be joining us. And I hope that he joins us soon, because we've got quite the first hour of the program lined up for you. Eric Hosmer, the other corner infielder who is helping to carry the Padres to this fantastic start to the 2022 season, will be our Friar Friday guest. That is coming up in about 20 minutes, so do not go anywhere. Eric Hosmer will be first up on the show, but not to try and outdo that, but following Eric Hosmer at about 2:35, 2:40 this afternoon, we are scheduled to be joined by soccer superstar Alex Morgan of the San Diego Wave FC. Other than that, Scraby, I don't really know what else to promote.
We've got a pretty good... us fighting about something.
We'll probably fight about something. You know, I actually, on this Friday,
oh no, what's
May the
going
6th, 2022, I decided, because Tony said last night he was approached by some fans while he was out doing the he's doing the television pregame and postgame show right now.
Yes.
Because he just doesn't have anything else to do. And some fans were telling him, once again, the same old complaint that I hear all the time. Hmm. We love your show, but you guys are too difficult on Scraby.
You know, these people are telling you
something. You're too hard on Scraby. So I'm going to give it my best effort today to make it through an entire show and be nothing but nice to you.
See, I don't like you.
I don't know that. I'm going to make it very long.
Okay.
I said I'm going to try
all right.
to accomplish
this. Thank you for being honest.
This isn't something that I feel like I'm going to be able to do, because I'm certain that between now and 5:30, you're going to do something to push one of my buttons.
Probably.
And
probably.
Say something that ticks me off or frustrate me with your operating of the board.
I'm a professional, Chris.
But I'm going to do everything I can to be nice to you. See how the fans like it out there. Maybe the fans, the listeners will take note that I'm making an attempt to be a little more pleasant to you. But you know, I'm telling you this.
Most people just do it.
What?
Most people just do it.
Yeah, but for you, I have to make an attempt to do it. So I'm actually going to go on record and say that I'm going to give it my best shot today. We should have a great show today. What a ball game last night. Manny Machado, I'm not quite sure what else to say. That's why I just said superlatives. The one thing I thought of as he was rounding the bases on home run number two is that maybe the Padres as a baseball team aren't that heavy after all. Because Manny Machado is having no trouble carrying baseball team through the first 5 weeks of the season. And I realize he's not doing it alone. The starting pitching, Nick Martinez, was spectacular last night. And this is what we talked about with Tony earlier in the week. When you've got six guys that are all locked in as starting pitchers, none of them wants to be dropped from the rotation. Nobody wants to give Bob Melvin a reason to take them out of the rotation. And so Nick Martinez says, hey, you can't take me out of the rotation, not if I pitch like that. And Mackenzie Gore says, you can't take me out of the rotation because I keep going five or six innings, allowing one run. And we know he can't take Manaea out and Musgrove, Darvish. Snell's coming back soon. It's just a wonderful problem to have if you're the Padres right now. We'll talk about it a little bit later. But I know everybody's kind of concerned about what the Padres are going to do. Should have no concern at all. There's nothing Bob Melvin can do that's wrong right now. Whoever uses as a starting pitcher is giving him a scintillating performance. So yeah. There's nothing to be concerned about. In terms of the starting pitching, it's spectacular. Taylor Rogers, the acquisition of the former Twins closer, was just a stroke of genius, as it's turned out, for the Padres and A.J. Preller. And, I think at Bob Melvin's suggestion, basically at the end of spring training, Bob Melvin felt he didn't have anybody he was confident in to be the closer. I mean, remember all of the names that were lined up. Right?
Absolutely.
Robert Suarez, Luis Garcia, Denelson Lamet, Pierce Johnson. Bob Melvin didn't really feel comfortable with any of those guys in the ninth inning. So A.J. Preller went out, found him a closer. A lot of people were wondering, what in the world are the Padres doing trading for yet another relief pitcher on opening day? Well, where would they be without Taylor Rogers?
I have no idea.
And what he has accomplished so far. I mean, this guy, I mean, look at his numbers right now, Scraby. Through 12 appearances, he has 11 saves. All right, so that's only one time he's even appeared in a game that he didn't pick up a save.
I think it was more than an inning of a save, too, that he was tasked with getting.
He's had one save of more than an inning. He's pitched 11 and two-thirds innings. In those 11 and two-thirds innings, he's allowed four hits and one walk. That's it. That's a walks and hits to innings pitched ratio of 0.43. He struck out 12. He has not allowed an earned run. I don't think you can. Trevor Hoffman could not perform any better than that. And it's just, been remarkable what Rogers has been able to do. And, then you look at Machado and Hosmer and the way they continue to carry this offense. And people say, well, when are the rest of these guys going to start hitting? I don't know if it matters. They're not going to have to start hitting if Manny Machado is going to hit a couple of dingers every game. Eric Hosmer is going to drive in two or three runs every game. Those two guys can do it all on their own.
Speaking of Manny, he's making a lot of teams nervous around the league. He's also making Jack in the Box nervous. I just came across a tweet from Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
Saying they were quote tweeting a fan saying Manny is about to put Jack in the Box out of business. Jack in the Box responded with sweating the day after Manny goes yard.
Right,
twice.
They give away what? Free?
They give Jumbo Jacks after every home run for the Padres.
Jumbo Jacks, Manny is provided.
If they have a home run in the game.
Manny Machado's provided that many times this year. Seven home runs for Manny, 20 RBIs, seven doubles, five stolen bases, 374 average, 1104 OPS, and a 2.5 WAR, which is the best in all of baseball. He also has 37 hits and 99 at-bats. 37 hits leads all of Major League Baseball. Manny Machado, if he's not the MVP to this point in the season, I don't know who is. So spectacular. Eric Hosmer continues to get it done. Looking forward to having him on the show here in about 10 minutes. He'll be our Friar Friday interview. But Hosmer's still leading Machado in the Padre batting race, 376 to 374. Even better news today, the Dodgers were rained out. They didn't get to play their game this afternoon in Chicago against the Cubs. So the Padres will take the field tonight with a chance to move into a tie for first place in the NL West. If the Padres can win again this evening, they would be pulling even with the Dodgers in terms of the games behind category. They would still be percentage points behind the Dodgers in the standings, but they would be even with them if they can win tonight. So a nice opportunity for the Padres, who are doing so much more than anybody expected them to be able to do. And don't look now, Scraby, but you know what tomorrow is? May the 7th.
Yes.
You know what happens a month from then? June the 7th. Fernando is eligible to come back on June the 7th. Now, I don't know that he'll be back on June the 7th.
We're aiming for the big cake, man.
Yes, I'm hoping everything goes right and he's able to come back on June the 7th. But understand this, that between now and June the 7th, really in the next month, month and a half, maybe a couple of weeks after that, the Padres should get back by then. Fernando Tatis Jr., Luke Voit, Will Myers, Blake Snell, Drew Pomeranz, Austin Adams, and Pierce Johnson. Should get all of those guys back. And did I mention Fernando? I'll mention him again because he's worth mentioning twice.
You should, yeah.
But my point is, this team is going to get that much better over the next month without having to make any kind of trades or moves or anything at all. I mean, and right now they're right, you know, have one of the best records in baseball, and they have that many guys down and not playing right now. It's a dream start to the season for the Padres. It truly is.
All we said all spring training was the Padres just need to make it until Fernando gets back, and
just
they need someone
there
to step up. Well, both of those things are happening right now. Two players are stepping up in the box, and then you also got the Padres. It's in the standings as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, 17-9 is really outstanding. I mean, that's not just staying afloat. That's doing more than that. Joe Musgrove 4-0 with a 1.97. Sean Manaea, Nick Martinez, Yu Darvish, Mackenzie Gore. Gore's got an ERA that's better than Joe Musgrove. Just to give you an idea how good he's been.
Yes,
1.71 for Mackenzie Gore so far. It's truly a remarkable thing, and I understand that, yeah, there's some concerns. The bullpen before Taylor Rogers has had a couple of hiccups, but no team out there is going to be perfect every single night, and you know, you're going to have to overcome some things in order to be a quality team. This is starting to get exciting. I mean, this is not just, April and things are going well. This is now into May and things continuing to go well for the Padres. We'll see if they can keep it moving tonight in game number 2 against the Miami Marlins. We'll have the pregame show, as I mentioned, at 5:30 this afternoon.
I have an update on Fernando, though.
Ball game at 6:30. Yes, what do you have?
Kevin Acey, yesterday afternoon, I somehow missed this. He tweeted, Fernando Tatis Jr. continued to take grounders and run, and when he plays catch, someone else does the catching. He says he does not know when he will swing a bat. The expectation remains for that mid or late June return.
Yeah, like I said, June 7th is when he's eligible to come back. But more realistic, you're looking at the next 6 weeks, the Padres getting back that talented group of players.
Yes.
Not just Fernando, but Luke Voit should be back hopefully in the next week. Will Myers, the same thing. And, you know, we talked about the pitchers that are still out. This team's going to get a whole lot better than it is right now. And right now it's pretty darn good. Yu Darvish takes the mound tonight. And Sandy Alcantara pitches for Miami. This guy's one of the better right-handed young pitchers in all of baseball. We told you Lizardo pitched last night was tough.
Yes, he was.
And the only guy that didn't find him to be tough was Manny. Right? It's Manny took him out on the 2-home-run game. Machado's 31st career game with multiple home runs. There's only 4 players in baseball that have more than that, active players: Pujols, Miguel Cabrera, Nelson Cruz, and Giancarlo Stanton. So Manny Machado, the National League MVP, at least to this point in the season. Although, going to get an argument when you talk about MVP of this team to this point of the season, because Eric Hosmer is giving him a run for his money. And speaking of that, our Friar Friday interview is scheduled next. And Eric Hosmer will be our guest. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the program today. A happy Friar Friday to you. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, Tony Gwynn Jr. should be along shortly as Gwynn and Chris gets rolling on a Friar Friday afternoon here on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time to wrap up a long week and enjoy Friar Friday. Presented by Ballast Point, the official craft beer of the San Diego Padres. Visit a Ballast Point San Diego tasting room for $5 swinging fire ale pints all season long.
It indeed has been a long week. For your boy here, 2:19 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, Gwynn and Chris. Friar Friday. We will shortly be joined by none other than Eric Hosmer. Chris, I don't know what you guys talk about the first segment. I happened to miss that. Sorry.
I don't know. We talked a little bit about the third baseman for the Padres, and we were wondering out loud if he's any good.
Well, yeah, I can attest. I can assure you, he's really, really good.
I gotta be honest with you. If I'm the Marlins tonight, I at least for tonight and going, you know, for the next moment or two, I don't know that I can even pitch to him right now.
I mean, it's amazing that they continue to pitch to him. To be quite frank, I mean,
yeah.
he hit the first pitch he saw out of the ballpark, dead center, on a curveball. Who sits first pitch curveball in that spot, right? So. That's the first impressive thing. Then, in his next at-bat, my man Lizardo was throwing darts at 98. He hit that bad boy in the second tank over in left center, man. Like, there, and the pitch, by the way, the pitch wasn't bad. It was like inside corner. It was elevated. And that's like the sweet spot, right, for most pitchers in today's game. They want to hit the top of the strike zone, inside corner, and he got to it, man. And I didn't feel bad for Lizardo, but you can see in the third at bat when he threw him like four changeups, he had run out of pitches to throw him. He's like, well, he's hit my curveball, he's hit my best fastball.
Yeah.
What else is there to do?
Yeah, he's on fire right now, and I mean, he's got to be the front runner for the MVP, and that's fine. I mean, it's early, and things are going to change and go back and forth during the course of the season. But he's done exactly what the Padres would have dreamed he did, which is. You know, help make up for the loss of Fernando Tatis Jr. He's doing more than that. Hosmer's done his share. Starting pitching's been incredible. We talked a little bit about Nick Martinez. And look, he's making it almost impossible for Bob Melvin to decide who to start going forward with this rotation. And everybody says, well, I'm worried about that. And I say, what are you worried about? Bob Melvin cannot make a wrong decision right now. All he has to do is send any of these guys to the mound.
Yeah, I mean, what is it that they're worried about?
Yeah.
What is it that they're worried about?
Somehow it's going to, you know, falter. And I don't know. I mean, it's six-man rotation, seven-man rotation, five-man rotation. All I know is who's ever pitching right now is pitching very well. And Taylor Rogers has been a dream as well, closing games. I mean, I looked at his stats. I didn't realize his stats were as good as they are. 11 and two-thirds innings, four hits, no runs, or no earned runs. 11 saves and 12 appearances. I mean, Trevor Hoffman would be proud, as I mentioned earlier. So.
Efficiency at the closer
spot
is coveted, right? You're just not a lot of guys. You know what you haven't had? Like, it hasn't been like cardiac arrest watching the closer. You know, sometimes they like walk the first dude, give up a single, and then they find their way out of it and get the save. There hasn't been any of that. Rogers hasn't even really been challenged in most of his closing opportunities. And I got to say, as a broadcaster, that is a nice.
It's a nip and tuck nice game last night.
It's a nice weapon to have, right?
Sure. There. I mean, it's 2-1 ball game. I mean, one pitch, one slip, game's tied, and or you know, even a blooper somewhere down the line drops in for a double, and you got the tying run in scoring position. Taylor Rogers isn't even giving that up right now.
I tell you what, I think it does need to be said. Let's put Taylor to the side. The bullpen had a rough road trip and a tight game like that for Luis Garcia to come in and get the outs. That's his second straight outing in which he kind of cruised through it. That's a good sign, especially as you're still waiting on Pierce. You're still waiting on Adams. You're still waiting on Pomeranz. Some of those guys are going to have to step up in those roles. And you know, last night was a good. I thought the Marlins were a good test too. By the way, that team is not a bad team. By the way, and you can see because of their pitching why they're probably in every game that they play.
With all due respect, I imagine another very low scoring game tonight with Alcantara pitching. I mean, this guy you've talked about. You and Jesse, I know absolutely of. I love this guy. I know Don and Mudcat love him when I watch the television, you know, games of this guy pitching. His stuff is as good as anyone in the league.
Yeah. And from talking to some of the Marlins folks down there, they feel like he's stepped up in terms of now he knows he's good.
And that's dangerous.
You're right. It was just a guy who just had an unbelievable arm, and now he knows he has an unbelievable arm.
Yeah, he's good. He's going to be another good challenge tonight. But guess what? The Padres get to throw a pretty good pitcher themselves. I mean, because Darvish's turn tonight. And like I said, Bob Melvin can't make a wrong call right now. He's going to have a good starter no matter what.
They better try to get to you in the first because that's the only inning that he's been having some issues with. But after that, he's given up nothing.
Nothing.
Like he's been really good. He's been like he was in the first half of last season. All right. We got our guest today. Let's welcome in Major League Baseball's leading hitter, and Eric Hosmer. Eric, man, thank you for joining us today. How are you doing today?
Doing good. How you guys doing?
We're good.
We're doing well, my man. Listen, I want to start with this ball club. You guys are playing some terrific baseball. You guys aren't at full strength right now, and you guys are doing everything, whether it's moving runners, whether it's getting the occasional sack bunt down, whether it's taking the extra 90 feet. You guys have really almost been flawless in that. Was that a point of emphasis, or is just this you guys evolving as an offensive unit over the last 3-4 years?
I think it's a little bit of both, honestly. I know, in spring training, that was one thing we really talked about a lot is we're not going to be at full strength, from opening day on out. So we got to play as clean as possible. We got to run the bases well. We got to do all the little things that much better and just try and continue to get stronger and better throughout the year. And, obviously with some guys down, we're going to get some reinforcements here in a couple months here, middle of the summer. So we just want to play clean baseball and just kind of keep getting better and better throughout the season. And I think we've done a good job of that so far.
Eric, how are you doing this season? Any good?
I'm having fun, man. Yeah, I'm having fun. We've got some things rolling over here, but we all know it's a long season, so we're just trying to kind of keep our head down, come in, treat it day to day, and hopefully look up at the end of the year and we punch a spot in October and we can kind of fresh start from there and just punch our ticket in that playoff.
Just as a follow-up to that, Eric, I mean, I know that I was kidding. I know you're doing fantastic, and if you could have dialed up a hot start to a season, this would be the season to do it. Is this the result of some sort of change you've made during the off season, or just a dedication you made, or just finally getting back to feeling the way Eric Hosmer likes to feel up there?
Probably just trying to get back to the way I want to feel up there. You know, I think every off season we try and work and just kind of evaluate the season before and try and make some changes, whether it's mechanically or mentally or something like that. So really just trying to, you know, have production, have produce, you know, good at bats daily, and whatever the kind of the situation brings at hand, just try and do whatever I can to help the team, and hopefully that results in wins. And you know, we just gotta continue with that approach, and you know, hopefully we, like we said, we look up here at the end of September and we're in the race for a playoff hunt.
Eric Hosmer joins us here on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. And Hos, you know, I've watched this offense, especially with it surrounding you and Manny over the last three, four years, and the one thing that is really glaring to me is watching you guys from 1 through 9 really dissect pitching, whether you're getting a bunch of hits or whether you're just seeing a bunch of pitches. Is that something that you guys have gotten better at over the last 3, 4 years of really not just seeing a lot of pitches, but then when they make the mistake, making them hurt?
Yeah, I think that's something we've done really well, is really just try and, you know, have the game plan of each guy you face and just kind of know where you want it and what pitch you want to look for, and just really never coming off that the whole at-bat. And I think we've done a real good job of that so far. And, you know, if they don't come in our zone, then we'll gladly take the base, and we have full faith in the guy behind us that can get a job done. And, you know, I think that's the approach we've had. It's kind of the 9 versus 1 mentality, where you can tell everybody's on the same kind of approach, yeah, and everyone's kind of hunting the same pitch. And it just makes it tough for the pitcher, rather than, you know, he facing one guy and one guy might chase a little bit and he goes to the next guy and he's got a different plan. I just think it's a 9 versus 1 battle for us right now. And we've been doing a real good job of sticking to our game plan and executing the approach.
Eric, when you heard that Bob Melvin was manager of this ball club, what was your first reaction to that, and how has it played out so far playing for Bob Melvin? I read the story last week in the newspaper, and you had some really nice things to say about him and the way he's helped you come back this season and get off to a fast start. And I think everybody was ecstatic to have him, but we didn't know it was going to work out this well.
Yeah, you know, a lot of guys throughout the league that have been around for a little while, talk to each other. So, you know, I have a lot of guys that I really respect, and I respect their opinions a lot, and that have played for Bob and played for him in Oakland and have been there with him and stuff. And everybody said nothing but great things. So, you know, I definitely had high hopes coming into it. And, you know, he's been great. He has. He's just the ultimate pro. He's been through this before. And I think he's sending the right message for us. He's, you know, definitely harping on the fundamentals and taking it one day at a time, and I think that approach has really helped us and kind of just relaxed everybody and gave everybody some confidence to go out there and just win today and worry about tomorrow. So it's been working out great so far.
Eric, talk a little bit about your relationship with Manny Machado. You guys are both playing at an extremely high level. I know you guys are really close. What's it like to really be hitting on all cylinders at the same time? Do you guys share conversations about what's going on at the plate and things of that nature? I would imagine it's a lot of fun being able to really carry an offense together with one of your good friends.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, Manny's been incredible this year. I think if the season ended right now, he's a clear-cut MVP.
Yeah,
and,
no doubt.
The cool thing about it is I've seen him at this point in time of the season where he hasn't had the greatest season. Then I've seen him now where, like we just said, he'd be the MVP, and he's really the same guy. And I think that's the coolest thing about it all is I get to see the work in behind the scenes. I get to see the amount of stuff he's doing, whether it's at the hotel, getting worked on from people, getting his body ready to go. And I think that's one of the things that kind of lost its value in the game throughout the last couple of years is, this guy plays 150, 155 games a year, and it's kind of a lost art throughout baseball. And I know if you look at a lot of the previous MVPs and stuff, a lot of these guys miss a month or two, and not to take anything away from them, they still have great years. But I think that's something that Manny really takes pride in. It's kind of an older school approach and being available for your team every single day. And, I mean, he hasn't slowed down at all. I know he's got a long contract here, and he just continues to get stronger and stronger and better and better. So it's been really fun to watch on the side. And, you know, Manny's everything as advertised, as everybody knows.
Eric Hosmer, we appreciate the time today. One last quick thing. I know you're a world champion with the Royals back in 2016. Is it too early to ask you whether this team is giving you any feelings of postseason success? Am I getting a little ahead of myself by asking that? Or are you starting to get that feeling about this team, even though it's so early?
Yeah, 2015, but it was. No worries. The more and more I talk about it, it seems like it's getting a little outdated. So I definitely want to, you know, have another run at it. These guys, we certainly do have the pieces in here. We have the pieces, we have the coaches, and it's just a matter of us coming together at the right time. And I have full confidence in this group to do that. And there's still a long way to go, but I think so far we're checking all those boxes off here early in the season.
One last one from me, Eric. One of the things, and I told you this in person, one of the things I enjoy about you so much is your leadership and how you go about your business every day. Do you relish the opportunity to be one of the leaders? I know you're not the only one, but I do notice that a lot of the young guys, whether it's this year, last year, the year before, they seem to end up coming your way one way or another. Do you enjoy that element of it?
Yeah, I appreciate that, Junior. I honestly, you know, when you play this game and you've been through a couple of years of it, you've had some highs, you've had some lows, you understand it's a battle and you understand how hard it is. And the big thing with me is, you know, every time I you know, have a teammate or have a guy that's a position player with me on the same team, I just try and just give him a heads up what he's in line for and really just try and take on the battle with him. I think it's too hard of a game to take on by yourself. There's a lot of long nights in your hotel room or your apartment where you're trying to figure some stuff out and try and figure out a way to survive up here. But if we can help these young guys, especially with their development and just kind of give them a heads up on certain things to look for and trying to simplify certain things to make their life easier out there, then I think that's a big thing they can gain and a big advantage they can gain from having some older guys on the team. So just try and help out in any way. And, you know, all these guys that come up have certainly enough talent, but you know, up here, it's not always about talent. There's some mental aspects of it, too, that you got to kind of learn. And if you don't have anybody, you know, veteran-wise that can kind of give you the heads up on that, you tend to have to learn those things the hard way. So just trying to give these guys as much information as possible to simplify it for them and to where they can go out there and just have fun and play their game.
That's special. Not every leader is willing to take on the battles with a younger teammate. Eric, as always, man, appreciate your time, man. Continued success. We're enjoying watching you, brother. Take care.
Keep it rolling, Eric.
All right, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Eric Hosmer on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. Scraber, 2:35. I think we need to get the break, huh?
Yes, Alex Morgan, if she calls in, we'll be right back.
All right, well, you guys heard it here first. Alex Morgan on the way. Gwen and Chris.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the most wonderful day of the week. It's Friar Friday, presented by Ballast Point, the official craft beer of the San Diego Padres. Visit a Ballast Point San Diego tasting room for $5 swing and fire ale pints all season long.
All right, thanks again to Eric Hosmer for joining us on our Friar Friday interview. If you missed any of that, Scrape, you'll have it posted shortly at our website, 97.3 The Fan SD, or you can always find it on the Odyssey app. Call up the Gwynn and Chris radio show, and you can catch all of our interviews there, anything you might have missed. Eric Hosmer, I must say, Tony, that this has got to be very satisfying for him right now to start the season the way he has and put to rest all of his critics. I mean, we talked about this. There's probably nobody that's had more critics here in San Diego, and really haven't heard from many of you Eric Hosmer tweeters out there recently. And it's kind of nice to keep everybody quiet. That's got to be a great feeling as an athlete to be able to do that, even especially in your hometown where you'd hate to even have to do it. But I think he's kind of had to, and he's risen to the occasion.
Sorry, Chris. We're having technical difficulties here.
We're trying to get out.
You know something? Since I'm being nice to you,
yeah,
it's quite all right, Scraby. Take a moment to get it all sorted out.
Thank you. Well,
and just let us know when we're ready to go.
I'm texting Tony something for him to pass along right now. But yes, Chris, that was a very nice thing for you to say. I agree with you 100% with Eric Hosmer silencing the haters, per se.
What I do know is that he's obviously started off fantastic. And much like he said about Manny, he's been the same guy the whole time. Haas has been the same guy the whole time, too, regardless of whether he was playing well or he wasn't playing well. And that's important, the consistency, especially for the younger guys, the consistency of your veterans. We talk about managers sometimes, you know, needing to be the same way all the time because, you know, or you like to have a manager that's the same guy all the time. Same goes for your veterans. You want them to be the same because they're the ones setting the tone most of the time.
Yeah. Well, for Eric Hosmer's had to wear it the last season and a half, and you know, to have him get off to this great start is tremendous. I mean,
yeah.
When Luke Voit was picked up, everybody thought, well, Hosmer's never going to play against left-handed pitching, and they're going to try to get by without. Anyway, it's all right now just going so well for him, and he couldn't have picked a better time to order up a hot start to a season. So,
no doubt.
Good for him. All right, we're going to move from one star right on to another here as the Gwynn and Chris program continues. Joining us here on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline is our soccer superstar sensation here in town from the San Diego Wave FC. Our friend Alex Morgan joins our program, her second visit with Gwynn and Chris. Alex, so much, so fantastic having you on again. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you guys?
We are excellent. Well. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, today, and a day ahead of the season opener, home opener, I should say, tomorrow night against Gotham at the University of San Diego, 7 p.m. for the Wave FC. Congratulations on a fast start. Had to be a great feeling to get out of Houston with an opening game win.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a huge win for us. And we were just looking forward to getting back here. There's nothing like playing in front of your fans. So having our, you know, first official home match for this season as a San Diego Wave, we're really looking forward to it.
Alex, I got to ask you, because I actually saw it in person. You had a terrific first pitch of the game here at Petco. were there any nerves flowing at all as you got out there and had to throw that pitch?
I mean, I have played in Olympic gold medal matches and World Cup championships, but there was nothing like throwing a first pitch for the Padres. The nerves were going, but I made it over the plate, you know. I aimed high, and I drew high.
Yeah, you got it right. You got it right. You didn't bounce it, which is the ultimate no-no.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was just trying not to 50 cent it. I was like, go straight. Go, let go of the ball before you go to first base.
So there's no comparison between taking a penalty kick in a World Cup match and throwing out a first pitch at a Padre game.
You know, everyone was watching. I was like, wow, this is like to either set them off on the like a good note or a bad, and they ended up, you know, winning after that first pitch. So clearly it was a good thing.
Alex, you've gotten off to a great start yourself. I think 4 goals so far with the Challenge Cup and now into the opening of the season. I'm sure you wanted to, you know, be a leader on this team, and part of being a leader is production and being able to get the job done, and especially as a striker, good to see the ball go in the back of that net. Talk about how you're starting to fit in with your teammates and how they're fitting in with you.
Yeah, you know, that's literally my job. Put the ball in the back of the net. It doesn't matter how or when or whatever. It's like, yeah, get in the back of the net. That is how I am, like, how my success is. Doesn't matter if I have 10 terrible touches. If the ball goes in the back of the net, I had a great game. But it's been great. You know, it's kind of interesting to think that we're, like, an expansion team and we're 3 months in, because it feels like this team has been around so much longer. And I feel like we had some success in the Challenge Cup. We kind of found ourselves a little bit, but getting that first win against Houston and now coming to play in front of our fans, they just rile us up, you know? So we're really excited, and this team's going to do great things this year.
Alex Morgan joins us here on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. And Alex, I'm very interested to know, because I grew up, obviously, my father played the game of baseball. He was gone a lot. My mom was kind of both mom and dad at home. You're the athlete. You're one of the athletes in the family, and you have your 2-year-old daughter, Charlie. How is it juggling being a mom and also being one of the premier players, not only in the NWSL, but also in the entire world at your sport?
It's challenging. I mean, I'm always trying to figure it out on the go, but I'm just so thankful to be here in San Diego, because I have family all within an hour, 2-hour drive. Mm. So if I need anyone to like watch Charlie, or I need a little extra help, or on game day, I kind of don't want to be mom 9 hours before a 7 p.m. kickoff. I not only have my husband, which husbands are useful sometimes, I also have grandparents and everything, so for Charlie, so a lot of support here in San Diego. But it's challenging, you know. I go to training with my teammates, and they're, you know, I think they're hilarious, because no one can relate to me, and they're like, what do you guys do after training? I'm so bored. And I'm like, I'm a mom. Like, what? Like, why don't you come over one day? You can take Charlie for a couple hours if you're that bored. You know, please be my guest.
Well, you have so many kids who look up to you. Not only Charlie, but all these other young kids and soccer players growing up. They look up to Alex Morgan. Have there been any crazy stories of meeting kids that have maybe gone a little bit? I'm just thinking the kids probably maybe freeze upon meeting Alex Morgan, and you have to try to relax them a little bit. What is that like, to have somebody just be so starstruck at the sight of you? That's got to be kind of an interesting feeling.
I mean, it's, you know, it's obviously so sweet, and the fact that we have so many young girls and young boys at our games that look up to us. It's just incredible that we're able to play here week in and week out and have, you know, be role models and kind of, you know, help give opportunity to the next generation. I didn't have that growing up. You know, I never saw women's sports on TV. I rarely was ever able to see women's soccer, women's sports, like, live in person. And I remember one day meeting Christine Lilly when I was like 14 years old, and I thought it was the most amazing thing ever because she was real. She was a real person, you know, not just like a name or like this like figure on TV. And I feel like in a lot of way that's us for a lot of young girls and boys. And so, you know, I think it's really great to be able to just for them to have more access to us and to be kind of paving the way for that next generation of girls to have even more opportunity than I do.
Alex, you've played worldwide. You've played international. You've obviously been in this NWSL league since its start. What is it about the NWSL as it continues to ascend that makes you confident that this is a league that has some staying power, that is the best league in the world in women's soccer?
Yeah, I mean, I truly believe that this is the best league in the world for women's soccer. The quality across the board, like, you're never going to get a game where, you know, it's an absolute blowout. It's like a 6-0, an 8-0. Like, that just doesn't happen in the NWSL. Every single game, you have to put, like, your best starting lineup out on the field. You have to compete. It's so tight in this league. And, you know, any other player will say that. And we're also raising the standards for, like, the facilities, the resources. There's been a lot of setbacks, I would say, within this league. You know, the harassment and assault that happened, you know, throughout this league over the last 9 years. Hopefully we've set a standard for that to never happen again in this league. And then on top of that, you know, our viewership has been increasing exponentially. The standards of facilities and stadiums across each team has gotten better. So I do truly think that this is the best league in the world in terms of quality and resources. And now it's up to us to, you know, prove that and continue to have success and for San Diego to challenge that.
Should be spectacular tomorrow night, the regular season home opener for the Wave FC against Gotham, New York, New Jersey. Club coming in to take on the 1-0 Wave and Alex Morgan. Alex, last thing real quick before I let you go. I was watching the NBA the other night. Came a prawn, the commercial, a bowling alley popped up. Peyton Manning walked out. Steve Buscemi, Brooks Koepka, Jimmy Butler. And then, Alex Morgan popped up. And I remember that commercial from the Super Bowl. You talked about kids being starstruck. Any starstruck from Alex Morgan hanging around Serena Williams and the rest of that group?
I mean, they're just all the best, the absolute best at what they do. So to be, you know, alongside them is great, you know. And obviously they were a little impressed by my bowling skills. But, I mean, I'm impressed by their other athletic skills. So it's fine. I taught them a couple of things. And you could see on the commercial for yourself, you know, having a Michelob Ultra while you watch our commercial.
Very good.
Alex, one last one for me. Obviously, the women's international team here in the United States have had so much success. Why is it that the women have had such a dominant reign for so long in the sport of soccer? What is it about the United States and how they prepare the young women and women like yourself to play at that high of a level so consistently?
Well, I think when you look at, like, the history of soccer or, you know, football, as the rest of the world calls it, like, everywhere around the world has had like men's football leagues for you know, 100 years. And in the U.S., like, soccer just hasn't been a thing until the last 20, 25 years. Mm-hmm. And I feel like at that point, the U.S. Soccer Federation, you know, started putting in efforts towards the women and the men's team. Was it equal? No. That's why we had a lawsuit. We were able to settle and get that moving forward, but it was better, you know, than a lot of other countries. We had more opportunity here to play soccer and be respected in women's sports than a lot more other places in the world. And I found that, you know, from the bottom up, like, youth soccer, there's so many opportunities. That's where I think the most girls who play sports play is soccer. And now having this league be in its 10th year after two previous failed leagues, it just goes to show, you know, the popularity of this sport in the U.S., you know, and the growing sport that soccer is, both on the men's and the women's side. A little bit of catching up we have to do on the men's side for sure.
Yeah.
But I think that just the dominance we've been able to assert 20 years ago, we've been able to uphold that. And I think that it's, you know, been able to show by our 4 World Cups, our multiple Olympic gold medals, and hopefully we continue to uphold that.
Alex Morgan, thanks for being so nice to this program. We appreciate it. Best of luck tomorrow night in the home opener. Congratulations to the Wave off to the good start. Keep it going, and we look forward to catching up with you soon. Maybe we'll all go bowling.
Oh, yeah, for sure. First, we'll get the win tomorrow night, then we'll go bowling, and I'll kick your guys' butt again.
Yeah, we'd appreciate that.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, thanks for having me.
Thank you. There she goes, Alex Morgan, the superstar forward for the San Diego Wave FC, joining us on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. Not a bad first hour. We will see what we got coming up in hour number two. It starts with a Daily Gambit next on Gwynn and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.